Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. Little Celine Dion bringing us back. I have a confession to make, ladies and gentlemen. I like Celine Dion. I like her music. I like her voice. So as long as I'm around, you're probably going to be hearing a little bit of that. Welcome back. It's, I think I said what time it is, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And let me introduce you to a good friend of ours, Gail Buskey, who's been with us before. Gail is President and CEO of Team DoubleClick. And this is an organization of virtual assistants. Do you know what that is? Well, if you don't, you're about to find out. And if you already do, you're going to find out more. Gail Buskey, welcome back to the show.
Good to be here. Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you back, Gail. You know, one of the things one of the real challenges for all small business owners is finding and hiring the right people to fill the jobs that they've got. And what part of my job, Gail, is to help them understand all the different ways that they can pull that off, whether that be to do a better job of hiring somebody who's right in their town and, you know, maybe just lives down the road and comes to work for them and comes to work inside their building, or whether that means that they hire a contractor to do that work, to outsource that work to a whole other company. And manage that contract, so to speak, manage that work through that contract, and that company could be on the other side of the country, or whether, as is in your case, it's a case of where we need somebody to be an assistant and we can't find who we're looking for, or we don't have to have the person under our nose, and we can actually work with what you call virtual assistants. And so whatever method it takes, folks, here's one thing I know. When it comes to hiring and growing your business by leveraging other human beings, Gail, we've got to be more creative in the 21st century. What do you think?
You're absolutely right. And you and I were talking a little bit before the show about all the rising prices, the fuel prices, our groceries, literally everything you go buy these days, the prices have gone up considerably. And virtual assistants can help small businesses in that regard because I see prices to hire people going up, too. You need to compensate them more because they have a commute and their gas prices have soared. So hiring a virtual assistant, they don't have that commute. In fact, our virtual assistants, we just had someone do a study for us. They save 203 gallons of gasoline every year. That's huge.
If you want to cut your carbon footprint, hire a virtual assistant. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. in fact, they also save the other part of the study. They save 1.78 metric tons of CO2 a year.
Yeah.
So we save on carbon footprint as well.
See, you should get. See, this is a message that I never hear Al Gore talk about.
I don't either. he hasn't gone there yet.
No, he needs to. If he's going to be legitimate, he's got to talk about this issue, doesn't he?
Exactly. And you know, virtual assistants, you know, just the nuts and bolts of it. They're administrative assistants, and they work from their own home offices. And what we do as a virtual staffing agency is we facilitate that. We find those workers that are quality. You know, they know their jobs. They know how to work well. And they know how to help small business owners grow their businesses. And so you don't have to have that person with the long commute. You don't have to have them come into your office. You don't have to buy them one of those newly expensive desks and computers.
Now, another thing, folks, is the virtual assistant in your future might actually be someone who is currently working for you. I mean, Gail, every day somebody has to move to another city. Mm-hmm. They have to, you know, they have a baby, they have an elderly parent, or somebody who's ill. For whatever reason, these people that currently work for you, this person that currently works for you, maybe has worked for you for 20 years. Who knows?
Right.
All of a sudden, they can no longer, on a daily basis, come into your building to work. Now you've installed a lot of knowledge in this person's head. They've seen where they know where a lot of the bodies are buried in your business. They know a lot of the good, the bad, and the ugly stuff. You need the brain power that they've got. Don't lose that. If there's any way possible, find a way, if they're still willing to let them work from home as a teleworker.
Absolutely. And a lot of companies are doing that now, and it's so easy to work virtually now. We couldn't have done this, well, we couldn't have done it as effectively or as efficiently years ago, but you can, and you hear the ads on the radio all the time for GoToMeeting. It's a product we use here. It mm-hmm. allows us to meet with clients and virtual assistants that are hundreds of miles away. They can see what's going on your computer screen. You can do meetings with them. Virtual phone systems now, so someone hundreds of miles away can answer your telephones for you. There's almost nothing that can't be done from a distance these days.
Well, and with video, with IP video nowadays, I mean, for $150, you can put a camera on your computer.
Right.
You can buy a computer with a camera already on it, and if you want it to be more elegant, you for about $3,000, you can buy a camera screen, a monitor situation, an IP internet video device that actually puts the person in front of you like as if they were on television.
Right, right. In fact, I have to share with you too. Our company is 100% virtual. The only two people that are in our home office are my husband and myself. We've got 48,000 virtual assistants across the world.
Wow.
And we've got 35 of them that work just for our company. We're right in the middle of a new product launch. And
hold on to that thought, Gail. We're going to take a quick break. We've got to sell some stuff. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back with Gail Buskey, President and CEO of Team DoubleClick Incorporated. That's give us that website, Gail.
TeamDoubleClick.com.
All right, so quick break. Stay with us, Dentel. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show, the archives of the show, thousands of those arranged in a catalog of topics that will help you find what you're looking for. Same catalog is there for the Brain Trust members. Same one for the articles. If you want to find what you're looking for, whatever topic you're looking for, you can find all three of those in those categories. And, of course, don't forget that you can listen to the show a lot of different ways on the Internet, including podcasting. And, of course, our blog we update every weekday. And you can also subscribe to my free newsletter, which is there. And we send you that on Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you get small business answers now. Gail Buskey is our guest. She is President and CEO of Team DoubleClick, and it's a community of virtual assistants. Tens of thousands of these folks working all around the world that work through Gail. But recently, Gail, you've come up with a way to license what you're doing, haven't you?
Right. Well, and that's, I was starting to illustrate how it's so possible to work remotely with one another. I mentioned our staff that all works from home all over the country, and we're in the middle of a big product launch right now. We've been working on it for about a month, and we've managed to put all of this together with no in-person meetings. We've done everything with GoToMeeting, telephone conferences, and just collaborating back and forth basically across the Internet. So it does work really well. And the new program that you mentioned is we're licensing virtual assistants to use our name and our brand to go out and gain business. So really it's an opportunity to put more people to work from home.
Well, it's an opportunity whose time has come, I think, and more people are going to be working. I don't know if I ever told you this or not, but many, many years ago, I mean, like, I think it was like in 1998, I interviewed a guy. He was an expert on Thanksgiving, believe it or not. And so I did my Thanksgiving Day show, my second Thanksgiving, live Thanksgiving Day show, and I interviewed this guy, and we also brought in his assistant, his virtual assistant. They had been working for 2 or 3 years together, as his virtual assistant. And believe it or not, it was the first time they'd ever heard each other's voice.
I believe it. I believe it.
Now, this was back in the days before we had big pipes, before we had everybody had high-speed internet. They had been doing business by email and by fax. And she'd been working for him. She lived in like three states away from him. And she heard his voice for the first time on my show.
Oh, my.
And we were talking about how they worked together. And I don't remember exactly why how that all came up. But that just amazed me that they had been able to successfully work together all those years without even picking up the phone.
Right. And it does take the right person, or the right people, I should say. You know, not every business owner is cut out to use virtual assistants. Some people just need those people right there. But on the other side of the coin, it also takes the right virtual assistant. You mentioned earlier about, you know, if you've got the mm-hmm. awesome person in the world and they're having a baby or moving, try putting them to work from home. And that's a fabulous idea. But it
might not
right
work,
person.
Though.
Right.
Yeah.
It needs to be the right person.
Well, it has to be the right person on both ends.
Right. Right.
Because the person they're working for has got to you got to shift into a different gear for that, don't you?
You do. You need to be able to trust that person, and I think that's the biggest key is if you can't trust them, whether it's, you know, something going on in your own head or whether it's, you know, their work performance, if you can't trust them, it's not going to work. You need to be able to give them a task and know that it's going to be done, then it works.
Yeah, but once you get into the flow of that, and if you got the right people, but it's beautiful when it does work. But also, I've never had a virtual assistant, but I work with a lot of contractors across the country right now, and some of them I've never met before.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We've been working with together for years, but it's the same kind of a relationship, very similar to a virtual assistant. But you've got to have the right technology to pull this off, too, don't you?
You do. The virtual phone systems help. Obviously, you have to have email and internet connection.
Yeah.
You do need to have all the right technologies and the right folks to get it done.
Don't scrimp on the technology, folks. It'll make you can literally fail with having a virtual relationship without the right technology. Gail, give us that website one more time, please.
TeamDoubleClick.com.
All right. Check it out, folks, when you get a chance. Thank you, Gail, for being here. Appreciate your time today.
Absolutely.
As always.
Thank you for having me, Jim.
Thanks. Gail Buskey, ladies and gentlemen, with Team DoubleClick. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.